truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable on Tuesday, the 6th of September. The purple tip of the day is to inventory, organize, clean, sharpen, lubricate all of your tools. Fill in the missing spots where tools just have walked away. And make sure you got all the tools you need. That's your prepper tip today. We have held over from the first hour, my friend Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have joining us now my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Jeff began a quest more than 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Are you having cool days in the frozen Northlands yet, or has it taken place?
No, I mean, it's around, yesterday it was 68.
68 for a high temperature?
It was most of the day it was that, yeah.
Okay.
It's cooling off a little bit.
This your current article published the 23rd of August. Here's the title of it. The tragic assassination of Dugin's daughter, plus a video interview. And here's a quote from Charles Upton. If I were to rend my garments every time Dugin hatches a new blasphemy, I would have to buy myself a whole new set of clothes. What does that refer to there? Alexander Dugin.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dugin's daughter was blown up. You remember that was in the news 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Yeah. So I've been working on a piece for 2 weeks, so it's quite long, and it's been difficult. Very difficult.
Well, the widespread belief is that she was not the intended victim. Is that accurate, do you think?
Nobody knows. He was riding in a different car, not his own. So she might have been the target. Or he was probably the target because he's more famous than she is.
Well, killing her did not stop the father's activities, or probably not even slow them down. What do you think, sir?
No, it was to make, look, he was on TV at his daughter's memorial service saying Russia must have revenge on Ukraine. They were blaming the Ukrainians. It's very, you know, it was motivational. You know, her death basically was used as a television moment to rally the Russian people in the war.
Well, the whole, you know, there's always tragic consequences of all wars going back for many thousands of years. This is just another tragic consequence of this war.
You know, most people do not think that the Ukrainians killed his daughter or tried to kill him, because assassinations of high-profile people, that's not their MO. That's the MO of the Russian government. Putin has, they have proved in courts in England that Putin has ordered the murdering of people he doesn't like. In the UK, there's a book on it called From Russia with Blood. I mean, it's very famous. They've even murdered British people who spoke at the trial, were murdered, that Putin didn't like. They testified against him at the Litvinenko trial in the UK. So, I mean, the number of people killed, even the judge in that trial, someone with his exact same name was murdered in the next village over, and the Scotland Yard couldn't figure it out. How come this guy was, wait a minute, he's got the same name as the judge that the Russians, that Putin really doesn't like. So they're like scratching their heads going, did they mix up, did they get the wrong guy because he had the same name and he lived nearby? You know?
Well, we have that happen with United States Police Department saying somebody inadvertently writes down the wrong address to have the SWAT team go in, and so it happens. These kind of mistakes are made. Anybody have a body count of how many men and women Putin has murdered to achieve his goals?
Oh, there's, well, the numbers in Russia, just the politicians and the dissidents. I mean, he tried to kill the Skripals with Novichok. You know, nobody else has it. Basically, he get Navalny, they tried to murder. Those are but you've got Anna Politkovskaya, you've got Litvinenko killed with polonium. Nobody else could have done it. No other country had that amount of polonium to even use to kill a person, as the expert in polonium testified. And the expert on polonium who testified was murdered. stupidly, he had a relationship with the Russians. And it looks like they poisoned him with a drug that made him depressed. And then they made it look like suicide, except suicide with two knives. He supposedly slashed himself to death with two knives.
Well, we've had people associated with Bill Clinton who allegedly committed suicide by killing themselves with a pistol, shooting themselves more than once, correct?
Yeah, I do recall that. Yeah, they called it Arkanside back in the day.
Right,
but
right.
Of course, Bill Clinton is part of the communist milieu. Bill Clinton was involved in KGB-controlled organizations when he was young. And so anybody who gets involved with the Eastern Bloc, you know, anybody who gets involved with that is likely to be involved in, you know, if you are considered to have betrayed them or they don't like what you've done, they will strike back at you. So murdering people, you know, Stalin did it too. I mean, it's a government by assassination. Khrushchev was into it. And, you know, as Ion Potapa said, Khrushchev murdered Kennedy. He knew Khrushchev, Mike Potapa, the former head of the Romanian intelligence service. He said that the president of Romania, who had vacationed with Khrushchev in the early 60s, came back and said that crazy Khrushchev wants to kill Kennedy. And so Potapa, that's his testimony, and he wrote two books on the Kennedy assassination now. one that he wrote more recently with Jim Woolsey before his death last year. So,
who drove, the remaining or Woolsey?
Huh?
Which one of the two men died that authored the book?
No, Pacheco died last year.
Okay, gotcha. It's been a week since we've talked to Jeff. Any updates on what the Communist Chinese are planning to do, if you have any updates for us, sir? Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm having trouble with my headpiece here, and okay. I can't find my usual one. So I'm sorry, I have this. Am I the only guest on right at the moment?
Well, Leon's with us, our former U.S. Navy officer. So it's the three of us.
Yeah. No, I don't really have. There hasn't been much. It's pretty much the same. The Chinese are doing their siege tactics on Taiwan. And it's pretty much the same.
So no changes. We still have the 1st of November as a drop dead date for the Chinese to do whatever it is they plan on doing, which attack Taiwan or attack the United States or attack both. Would that be a fairly good summary?
But if their plans haven't changed, Mr. Wang, I need to do a follow-up with him, but I haven't heard him say that they've changed their plan, but it was they were going to get something from the United States. The U.S. was going to agree. Now, I don't know if in the negotiations the U.S. is still negotiating. Evidently, they must be. But I also don't know if the defeat of the Russians in the war in Ukraine, their losses, it's becoming clearer and clearer that they're losing worse and worse, and it's hard to know whether these new troops, new armies they're raising are going to help them out or not. It could be that because the Chinese share similar weapon systems and military doctrine that they are shy of starting the war, but I don't know. It's, you know, these are totalitarian systems. So in Mr. Wang's more recent information, is not coming about yet, so it's hard to read it. We will see soon enough, I think. You know, it's September now, and the Chinese seem to be unable to cross that line to shooting at ships and planes coming into Taiwan. There's, you know, or attacking the U.S. The military exercise in Alaska. In Alaska, the military exercise in Siberia that the Chinese and Russians are engaged in, which is really aimed at Alaska, is ongoing now. But there's nothing further there to report.
Well, this is the Chinese are working with the Russians on these Arctic exercises.
They're not really Arctic. They're in the Far East. Yeah,
okay.
The Chinese and Russians have been working together. Look, the Chinese fighters have been escorting Russian bombers, violating South Korean and Japanese airspace over the last weeks. Russians have been testing Alaska airspace. Chinese and Russians are clearly working very closely together. There's no doubt of that.
Absolutely. We got a call here, gentlemen. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. When you were talking about the Kennedy killing, I believe Russia did do it. There was a book at one time, something about it. It was read, but I don't know. I can't remember the name, and I can't find it. But I remember our newspaper had their own private picture of going to Washington in Norfolk, Virginia. And they had all the heads of the countries, you know, De Gaulle and all of them. And Khrushchev was the only one who was almost dancing a jig. I mean, the rest of them looked kind of sad, you know. And there's something else about that, too. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there because it needs to be... I mean, I know there are other people that thought they had something to do with it, and a lot of them, you know, it's probably about five different shots, really. And I remember saying something about it, and all of a picture, and then all of a sudden the picture showed up on Most Wanted, some guy. Well, anyway, back to where I wanted to ask you another question. Last night, real late, somebody texted me something about One America News and talking about an EMP attack, I don't do Facebook, so it's on Facebook. Anybody know anything about that? Another one of those. Is anybody there?
Go ahead, Jeff. Do you know anything what Pat's talking about?
No.
Okay, I don't either. Or Leon, do you know what Pat's talking about?
Negative. I don't know if she's referring.
Okay. Well, we don't have a clue what you're talking about, Pat. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd tell y'all. I think I just woke up. I can't remember what you were saying about Russia, but having to do with the Kennedy killing. But people would look into it. You know, nowadays it's probably gone to the effort. They wouldn't be too afraid to kill all their relatives if they told. But it is kind of weird that Gorbachev just suddenly died at a Moscow hospital. I mean, yeah, Gorbachev. It's, tell you what, anybody that says I'm rooting for Putin, I think they've lost their marbles. And that's all I want to say. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, Pat, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Okay, Jeff, what updates, if any, do you have for us regarding the war in Ukraine, sir?
Well, I corresponded with a military historian who's been very close with the information. I've been corresponding with a historian. And he says it's even worse for Russia than a lot of the publications have put it out. He's saying that the Ukrainians outnumber the Russians now, maybe as much as 3-1. And they're being very careful about how much equipment they have. And they're very highly motivated. And the Russians are not highly motivated. And so the Ukrainians are suffering heavy air casualties right now attacking, but they are pressing the Russians very hard. So we're going to see, you know, how this plays out. The Ukrainians don't, neither side seems to have a lot of experience attacking effectively. So we'll see how long it takes the Ukrainians to pick that up. But the Russians are in a bit of trouble right at the moment.
Do you anticipate that changing anytime soon, sir?
Well, the Russian Third Army supposedly was deploying battalions forward, but the Third Army Corps, they say it needs 2-3 months more of training before it will be effective as a fighting force. And then Putin's going to raise another 137,000 troops in January. There's also rumors, well, the Ukrainians think it's true intelligence. The Russians have covert mobilizations going on in Russian cities, where they're culling more men for the fight. And so this Third Army, by the way, consists mostly of men that are older, reservists that are being called back into service after years of being out. It's a rather unusual situation. You know, you don't know what to believe in terms of the Russians, because you would think that a country of 140-something million people could raise millions of troops. Now, the full mobilization, they could, but of course they'd wreck their economy. And is their economy capable of doing it? A lot of experts don't think so. It's interesting to listen to them.
I'm sure it is. Quite interesting. Yeah. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster you off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference whatsoever, that the Department of Defense uses. That's what you can do at my website at thelibertyman.com with a bonus. You save $50 on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. He has books for sale at Amazon.com. Excellent six books there. And his website's jrnyquist.blog. Before we get to our next caller here, Jeff, tell people how they can subscribe to your website, please.
There's a PayPal button to support the site below every article and video.
Outstanding. Our next caller here, gentlemen, is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I got a response to an email. Who is this? Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, John.
Okay, it says it is in reference to Jeffrey Sachs and an interview done on something called Democracy Now. Who really is Jeffrey Sachs, and who actually is he connected with? And what is Democracy Now, and who is the host? and what is, and who is behind them?
Well, I don't know who's behind them, but they're a pretty left-wing media outlet. And Sachs, of course, is taking the pro-Russian narrative, which, and you know, people who are on the communist left would do, or people who have, look at people on the left and on the far right have bought into Russia's narrative, some of them. You won't hear the center left do it, or the center right do it, but you will help people on the far right and the far left take Russia's side. And the thing you sent me, I mean, you know, Democracy Now, I've listened to them before, but they have some interesting things, but they are slanted to the left.
Yeah, I've gathered that, but who is actually taking the Russian side, and what is their Democracy Now? They seem to be neutral, or they're not really taking any side particularly in the Ukraine war, are they?
Who's that?
At least not a Democracy Now.
Well, they posture as a neutral news organization, so no, I don't know that they had. I don't watch them enough to know what they say in their other programs. You know, I saw what you sent me. I've watched them a couple times in a couple other issues. But I don't really know enough about them. I've never researched Democracy Now.
Okay, are they in any way affiliated with PBS, with the public broadcasting system?
I don't know. They could be.
So, what exactly are they trying to? Are they putting any spin on it? And what do they seem to be trying to spin the Ukraine war in any particular way? Or are they trying to?
Well, it's like them? Everybody. Look, if you take Biden or you take Scholz in Germany, they're for the Russian side, but they have to, for public reasons, they have to appear to be against Russia. They play this game. All these people in this country who've helped Russia and been Russia's partners for 40 years suddenly turn against Russia about 10 years ago. It started after Hillary Clinton had a meeting with Sergei Lavrov in private for 4 hours with no translator present. And nobody really has really marked this moment in history. When Obama went from telling President Medvedev, tell Vladimir I can give him what he wants, I just got to get elected one more time, from being, we're going to draw a line against Russia and Syria. Then the whole left pivoted all at once. It was very suspicious that they're suddenly anti-Russian when they've been doing everything to help Russia. They did the Uranium One deal, giving Russia access to a quarter of America's uranium. They did they built the Russian Silicon Valley with, what was it, $2 billion that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama arranged to give them. I mean, they go from being helpers to Russia to supposedly being the enemies. The reality is, from what I hear, and I've heard it now from four sources, including an anti-Ukrainian source, that Ukraine supplies from the U.S. is just a trickle. We're not sending them $40 billion worth of anything. See, Russia has tried to get command of the right and the left and eliminate the middle and cause a convergence strategy. It's called the red-brown strategy. Also, it's got to do with convergence strategy and a scissors strategy, a divide and conquer strategy in which they control the conflict. They control the MAGA, Biden versus MAGA conflict. They want to control that. And the Russia versus Ukraine conflict. They want to manage it.
Okay. Excellent response there. John, thank you for your call. We have another call on hold. We've got to cut by on the hour break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations. I did my first paid private consultation in the summer of 1977. I thoroughly enjoy doing it, look forward to it. I'm doing 2 to 3 a week. What is that all about? It's helping people get the information, getting the clarity, getting the laser focus they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his book for sale at amazon.com. I got a note from Steve Bannoon, former CIA guy. He will join us at the top of the hour. Gentlemen, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, good morning, John. Good morning, gentlemen. Jeff. Jeff, I have a question. I'm concerned about the role of Poland in this whole Ukrainian-Russian war and the U.S. and this notion of us funneling weapons to Poland and saying, well, we gave them to Poland. Now, if they want to go ahead and provide them to Ukraine, well, that's up to them. You know, they're a sovereign nation. Now, if they should happen to deplete their supplies and giving to Ukraine, you know, we want to help them backfill, you know, their shortages. So, this seems like a fairly, you know, this is a very thin veneered way of covering up, you know, weapons transfers to the Ukraine.
No, and, it's not a cover up. No. These are public deals, so that obsolete Soviet era weapons owned by Poland can be given to Ukraine, that we will replace their weapons. But you know that the U.S. weapons for Poland haven't arrived, so the Poles are hesitant to give over the amount promised.
And you know, the question is whether or not they really are getting the sloppy, beat up old stuff, Ukraine, or whether this is just a superficial way of covering up a transfer of the more modern weapons to Ukraine. I mean, once they're in the possession of Poland, what they give the Ukrainians is up to them as a sovereign nation, after all. And so
hold on, I can answer that. Let me address that. The weapons they would be giving Poland are weapons that Ukraine couldn't use because they haven't been trained on them. You can't just give a country weapons.
Well, they haven't been trained on the advanced missiles that they've been using effectively against Russian targets either.
Yeah, we trained them. We gave them 12. They're not advanced missiles. They're rocket launcher artillery. We gave them 12 of those, and we did train them on them.
I just think I fear could be viewed almost as a negligible degree of separation between the U.S. and the Ukraine, and this could put us at loggerheads with Russia.
Hold on. Yeah, this is publicly, look, the truth is the U.S. is bragging they're doing more for Ukraine than they actually are. I mean, that's my point. It's not that they're not doing anything for Ukraine. Look, there's, you know, Norway, Britain, Australia, Canada, Poland, they're all doing things for Ukraine. Britain and Poland have done the most. Norway's done more than Germany. Germany's hardly done anything. But compared in a war where the consumption of supplies and the use of weapons is enormous is a big thing. Ukraine is fighting mostly with its own weapons. I mean, Ukraine, when the Soviet Union broke up, Ukraine had a disproportionately high number of Soviet-era weapons in its territory that it inherited. So Ukraine has an arsenal, significant arsenal of its own.
Right. I guess I'm just concerned that you know, about what actions of ours transactions of ours, you know, could put us in greater danger of a more direct conflict with the Russians. You know, what's it going to take for them to eventually attack U.S. assets somewhere? You know, and then that will make it, you know, much more clear that, oops, this is a third world war and we are in it with the Russians.
Well,
so
the Russians,
I'm concerned about
the Russians, in order to attack us, have an expanded war, they would have to make a nuclear war. And in that case, Ukraine doesn't matter at all. A nuclear war would have nothing. If they wanted to wage a nuclear war, you know, that means that they were planning one already. See, my work for 35 years, and I've worked with defectors, is that Russia and China are planning a nuclear world war against America. They've been planning it for more than 30 years. And that taking Ukraine is a way of strengthening themselves in advance of that war. Or either that or it's a diversion when they're about to do it anyway. Look at China. For more than 2 years, there's been intelligence out of China saying China is about to launch a war against the United States. I've had sources from Southeast Asia, from Russia, and China all tell me, multiple sources from China, China's getting ready for war against the United States. And some of those sources say it will involve a nuclear strikes on the United States. And Russia was dragging its feet. Russia's their ally. Russia helped them build their missile forces back in the 90s. And you can go back to Chris Cox's testimony before the Senate when he did his Cox report on the Clinton administration's aid to China. He said the most surprising thing we found in our investigation was the amount of help Russia was giving to China to build up their strategic forces. We had no idea. That was, you can find his Senate testimony. I think it was 1999. And so it's people don't understand the strategic history. People have such short memories. They think of what's going on now here. Look, why does Russia have the largest nuclear arsenal in the world? And by the way, Ukraine gave up its nuclear arsenal in 1994 with the promise that their borders and sovereignty would be respected. And Russia violated it. They break treaties at the drop of a hat. People don't understand.
There is that teapot calling the kettle black.
Wait a minute. I'm not a teapot.
I mean, we have betrayed so many of our allies.
I don't understand what you're, you know. Well, you're going to go to some Indian treaty that the U.S. government didn't abide by?
No, there are a great many.
What treaty with Russia have we not abided by?
My all-time favorite.
What treaty did we not abide by with Russia? What formal agreement?
Well, not merely treaties. But like my all-time favorite is Chiang Kai-shek. I mean, Taiwan should not expect it. The U.S. has steadfastly betrayed Taiwan numerous times throughout history. They weren't there for Chiang Kai-shek, and they had to retreat to Formosa, which is now Taiwan, and we're not going to be there for them now either. They may as well tell me, and if you're foolish enough to think we're actually going to support you militarily like we said we would, don't count on it. Anyway,
We don't have a formal treaty with Taiwan. We don't have a treaty of
I'd love it. I mean, that was our chance to help prevent the spread of communism in China, and yet, you know, we betrayed Chiang Kai-shek. We're going to betray Taiwan. There's going to be a one China policy.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to history. The person that betrayed Chiang Kai-shek, you know, was George Marshall, General George Marshall, who Truman sent over there. George Marshall did that, and Senator Joseph McCarthy wrote a book about it called Retreat from Victory, where he looked at the record of George Marshall, okay, because he wanted to understand what Marshall had done. Marshall sabotaged Chiang Kai-shek, but what the core of it was is we made an agreement with Russia and the communists. We would not give Chiang Kai-shek weapons in the Chinese Civil War, and Stalin wouldn't give Mao, the communist side in China, weapons. Well, here it is again. The Russians broke the agreement, gave the communist side weapons. We did not give Chiang Kai-shek weapons. Same thing happened in the Vietnam War. We had an agreement. They only send the North Vietnamese so many weapons. Oh, the United States Congress, a leftist Congress, got elected in 74 and 75. They cut the weapons off of the Army of the Republic of Vietnam. And the North Vietnamese got flooded with weapons from China and Russia. And they invaded and took over South Vietnam. So, look, you know, they break treaties, and we have communists, agents in our government that sabotage our own attempts to defend. We had communists, people like the Clintons, in the street protesting against the Vietnam War in the 60s. So you're going to tell me that we broke treaties? No, we got infiltrated by communists. We've been undermined ever since. That's why we have no consistent defense, and we have a rotting nuclear arsenal. You think there's some conspiracy by the U.S. government and we're all rotten? The U.S. government is undermined. They have brand new nuclear weapons in Russia and China, and we have obsolete ones. Don't you think the conspiracy is a communist one? They're the ones breaking the treaties, invading countries. We're the ones trying to defend, and we're not very good at it. We're just bungling because the communists are here sabotaging us.
Gotcha. That's
isn't that
problem.
A more plausible explanation?
One last thought, Jeff. I have, as I hear this stuff in the media, whether it's mainstream media, I basically, and I continue to have the working assumption that there's almost no way that I as a Joe Blow, you know, regular mainstream working class American, can know much of anything at all that's really going on. I sit here and I listen to the rosy propaganda being floated by both sides. Why, yes, we're kicking butt and taking names. Oh, when the other guys are struggling and suffering. It's like, oh, for crying out loud. I just feel like nothing I hear. I'm assuming that I cannot really draw much of in the way of any sort of conclusions because of the flotsam and jetsam and garbage that's floated up my way constantly from any type of media. Truth is truly the first casualty of war, and it continues to be. I certainly know the field, but on a daily basis, I can know almost nothing about what's going on. But all right, thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, Jeff, at my barbecue yesterday, I was mentioning to my guests the following, and this plays in what Glenn just said. If you're a war correspondent in any war, it doesn't matter which war, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the current wars going on, you're going to have press credentials issued by the country that you're working in to be there working as a war correspondent. If you, in almost all wars, there may be some exceptions, if you do any reporting the government doesn't like, you will be escorted to the airport where you will remain under escort until you get on the first plane returning to your home country. Is that a fairly accurate statement, Jeff?
Well, yeah, you will get kicked out. In some places, you'll get murdered. Paul Klebnikov was an American journalist who was gunned down in the street in Moscow. He was investigating a story. Other journalists, Anna Politkovsky is a Russian journalist that was gunned down. If you're a journalist, I interviewed the Guardian correspondent in Moscow. His name is evading me now, some years ago. And he told me about how the secret police in Russia were always intimidating him and killed some of his friends. And in fact, one of his friends was a Russian journalist. I think down in southern Russia, he went down to her funeral, and none of the other journalists in Moscow dared to go because they were afraid to be expelled. He ended up getting expelled from Russia. And he was surprised. Not one foreign journalist showed up to this lady's funeral, this lady Russian journalist in southern Russia, who was murdered horribly. And the other journalists, when he did that, they turned their back on him. He told me because he had the courage and they didn't. And that was an embarrassment to them. So, but it's a very sad situation that we have, where we have a country, Russia, with a controlled press, with a dictator who orders people's murders. I mean, the last caller says we don't know things. You know, you can study things and figure things out. And yeah, there's more and more lying in the media. But if you know history and you understand the context, you can figure out the lies. I mean, not always, but you can largely, it's the big picture you have to put together. You have to see you look at who has the nuclear weapons, look at who has the history of massive espionage networks and subversion. And look at what they're doing today. They're trying to put the Soviet Union back together again. That's what Medvedev, that's what Putin, that's what General, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says. You have to understand this is what they're doing. And they always were planning to do it, and they're not having a lot of success at it because people don't like communism. And it's the same thing in this country, why people have turned against the Democratic Party. They're turning against it. They can see that there's something wrong with Biden. These policies are destructive of American prosperity.
Absolutely. Well, as we sometimes say, Jeff, Gus Hall, who was the head of the Communist Party USA, ran for president every cycle for quite a few cycles. When he decided not to do it anymore, he basically said, if I can paraphrase, he no longer needs to run for president under the Communist Party banner because the Democratic Party is proposing everything that he wanted with the Communist Party. Is that a fairly accurate statement, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when he was given the choice by Khrushchev to do something he wanted, he said, no, you guys are great. You guys tell us all the right things. We want to do what you want to do.
Absolutely. We got our last break coming up this hour. Top of the hour, we're going to have Steve Ben-Noon with us to give us whatever updates he's got. And Well, thank you, Jeff. Leon, you've been very patient listening here. Do you have any feedback on these various topics we've been discussing here, sir? Looks like Leon is on a break. Oh, there he is.
No, what,
go ahead, Leon.
When I look at how the Clinton family and has betrayed America, and Obama continued that disgusting legacy, and also how we, was it Chiang Kai-shek, we sent them those rifles that didn't have bolts, and I'm like, yeah, we've betrayed many countries, and we're pretty good at it. Look at Afghanistan and Vietnam. So, yeah, we're not, we have many issues ourselves, but, yeah, the communism, nobody likes it, and it's hard for them to put it back together. But, yes, that's what I see.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. All right. Jeff, I want to give you a few minutes here because once Ben Noon is with us, we're going to be giving him a lot of time here. What thoughts do you want to get across these people this week that are very important, sir?
Well, I think that there's two things going on, and we just heard how demoralized some people are. There is this voice of defeatism that that we hear out there that says that we basically, our own government is destroying us, which of course is true, but that there's basically that Russia is our ally against this evil force inside of our own government, and we need to align with Russia, and we need to domestically, and this is a trap. This whole thing is a trap because the Democrats and the communists that are infiltrated in the Democratic Party want to basically say that the people who are most patriotic in this country are agents of Russia, that Trump is a Russian puppet. And I can't believe how many people who've been close to Trump now actually are falling into this, thinking somehow that Russia is an appropriate ally. It is a simple ignorance not to know that Russia is still our enemy, that nothing has changed since the Cold War, that they have built up their arsenal to attack us in the future, and that it isn't that Russia isn't some innocent victim of NATO. NATO is a alliance that it's a disaster, and the only thing that's holding it together is that Russia attacked Ukraine and scared them into actually pulling it together. But NATO could collapse at any time. Look, you've got forces in Germany. If you look at the German foreign minister, Mrs. Baerbock, she's a Green. Her party pushed this Green policies of getting rid of nuclear and coal and fossil fuels and making Germany dependent on Russia. Now Angela Merkel, who comes from East Germany, who was an East German communist in her youth, and now was the longest sitting Christian Democrat Union Chancellor of Germany, she actually affected those policies. They went to wind and all these other alternative energies. Those things don't work. And so Germany is going to experience, because it's standing by Ukraine, a winter without enough fuel to heat everybody's home. Electricity is 20 times the power. You know that Vladimir Putin is rubbing his hands together because they are, Germany's on this economic, I mean, we've never seen a modern country, go through a winter without having the natural gas and the other energy sources to run their factories. They're closing down factories in Germany. They're closing down. People are losing their jobs because, basically the economy's imploding because they don't have enough energy. And it's just the beginning. When they get into winter, it gets worse. And at the heart of Europe, this is the heart of NATO, this is the economic engine of Europe, Germany, is shutting down in the middle of this war. And this is the way that Russia can win the war. Not on the battlefield. They don't seem able to do that. But it's by going behind Ukraine and economically destroying Europe by cutting off its energy. And you just watch to see what Iran does here coming in the coming weeks and months. Is Iran going to shut down the Persian Gulf? Are we going to double down on this energy strangulation of the West, now of Japan and then of the other countries? How are we going to get through this winter? And is there going to be social unrest in Europe, in Germany in particular? Are you sick of
Hold on, Jeff. We got a top hour break for it. Truth, liberty,
and balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.